from NPR News. It's Day to Day. Look, we're going to level with you. All day long, as we've been getting this show together, even as we've been hosting it, we've been keeping one eye on college basketball, the NCAA tournament to be exact. Well, as it turns out, March Madness is actually a pretty big economic phenomenon, too. So I guess we were doing show prep. Awesome. Anyway, Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here to tell us more about it. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Luke.
So everybody knows March Madness is a big sporting event, but you're saying it's also a big economic event.
Sure. Luke, they might as well call the NCAA basketball tournament Money Madness. Here we've got one of the biggest sporting events of the year. There are more teams involved than countries in the Olympics, more hours of eyes glued to the set than the World Series. And then, of course, there's the pay-per-view packages on cable, the deal CBS just announced today to allow YouTube to show highlights and clips, the hundreds of millions of dollars in cash changing hands through office betting pools. No names mentioned. The bottom line is that this is a massive economic event that rivals even the Super Bowl. I talked to University of Chicago sports economist Alan Sanderson, and he says just look at what CBS is paying for its broadcast and marketing rights here.
In inflation-adjusted dollars, in 1984, CBS paid $12 million to broadcast men's NCAA tournament. This year, they're paying $550 million. You know, you just need to swallow when you think of those numbers and how much money there is out there.
Now, CBS, of course, hopes to get that investment back as advertisers line up to pay up to about $1 million a pop for ads in the final matchup.
You know, Sam, if you go on CBSSportsLine.com, which is you can watch the games for free there, they have a button called the boss button that if you click on it, it puts up a fake spreadsheet instantaneously in case your boss walks by. Okay, so nice. So gamblers and marketers, people are falling all over themselves to get a piece of the big dance. What's so attractive about this event?
Luke, I talked to one person who said there's a reason Sports Illustrated does their swimsuit issue this time of year. Right. There's basically not much else going on. Baseball hasn't started. Football's over. The NCAA pretty much has the undivided attention of sports fans, and that's a rare thing today. Advertisers, of course, eat it up. There's the diverse audience that spans a wide geographic area. And so on and so forth. Some have called it an arms race of sorts among advertisers.
So does everybody win in this, or are there sort of winners and losers?
There's no doubt that just about everybody in marketing, broadcasting, and even the universities whose teams made it into the tournament are raking it in here. But just about the only ones not making any money are the actual players.
Right.
I talked to one sports economist who called it the reverse Robin Hood effect.
All those teams, and they couldn't let my alma mater in. Anyway, thanks, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, the Airbus A380 is going to land in Los Angeles and New York next week. The giant plane's been in trouble, but airports are eager to bring it home all the same. That story and the day's business news from American Public Media.